speaking here with Greg Sestero, who plays Mark in The Room, the film by Tommy Wiseau. So, I guess one question is, first of all, what's your relationship with... how is Tommy Wiseau on set? Because it seems like a pretty interesting production. He raises his own money for it. Also, I heard one of the actors quit like halfway through. The actor who plays Peter. Yeah. So, you know, talk a little bit about what it was like to work on this film with Tommy.
Well, you know, I've known Tommy for a while, so to me, he's always a blast. He's always fun. I get Tommy. Not everyone does. So, I had a great time working on the movie. It was a schedule thing. He had to be done by a certain time. And, you know, since this was Tommy's first movie and he was in charge of everything, I helped him out a lot with all the stuff, but it was a lot for both of us to do. So we just ran behind, and he's like, look, I got to be out of here at this time. And, you know, he had to leave. So
understood.
We brought in, you know, another brilliant actor to fill his role.
Yeah, I noticed.
But we just changed the name.
You didn't introduce him into the movie, right?
No, actually, it's funny because the script supervisor, who was pretty experienced, was saying, finally, like, a point of drama. Somebody, like, we're getting to a point where the movie's going to make sense and there's going to be drama. And in walks a guy we've never seen before.
Right. So, Greg, let me ask you, I guess. I'm sure a big question a lot of people have about this movie is how aware both you and Tommy are of sort of the nature of the audience reaction to it. Uh-huh. You strike me as a very sort of well-balanced individual that you understand that this is a cult hit,
yeah,
that people enjoy ironically.
Yeah.
First of all, I guess one question is like, how do you feel about that in terms of your own career? And number two is, what do you think Tommy makes of all this?
Well, for me, you know what? I had so much fun making it, and I kind of knew what it was going to be watching it. And just originally when I met Tommy, we met in an acting class, ironically. But when he goes up on stage, he was so fun to watch. And that's the thing about this movie, even though I've, you know, seen it so many times, watching him in scenes and the way things he says are just funny. You know, it's just right. That's just how he is. So I knew it would get that kind of response. I mean, since I never expected this, obviously, because there's so many films that come out that come and go.
Right.
And for this to still be selling out and doing as well as it is internationally, I didn't expect that.
Right.
And I think Tommy's having a great time. I mean, what more do you want for people to, you know, to sell out and show up and want to meet you?
Right.
I mean, you know, you have movies like Avatar that just killed it for 3 months, and I guarantee you 6 years from now, no one will even want to see Avatar. So
right, but they'll still remember this movie.
Yeah, so I you know, it's,
have you seen
it's
Troll?
Show business.
Have you seen Troll 2 by any chance?
No, I've heard of it though.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you. How
I mean,
you
I'm not really into like the whole like cult, you know, bad movie, but you know, like
right.
That kind of. I'm not really into that. I just ended up being in this movie and. You know, so I get the whole thing, but I've never seen Rocky Horror. I've never seen Troll 2. So
what about the other actors in your film, like Juliette Danielle, for example? Was there ever a time when they didn't necessarily embrace the cult status of the film?
You know what? Everybody that worked on the movie were great. They were all really cool. We all got along. I think they all had a great time with it. I don't know if any of them are still in the business. I don't think any of them are. You know, I've kept in touch with some of them. But, yeah, I think that we've all kind of, like, spread out. I think Tommy and I are the only ones that I think still live in L.A.
Uh-huh.
So,
Do you think there's a connection with their appearance in The Room and that? Or do you think it was kind of a one-off?
I think, yeah, I mean, this movie happened, we shot it, you know, almost 8 years ago.
Right.
So I think maybe some people were, like, on their way out or didn't want to, you know, they were kind of over it
right.
And they left. But, I mean, Tommy and I were always serious about making movies. And, you know, I had been in a previous film, Retro Puppet Master, Puppet Master was a big horror series. So that was, like, my first thing. I don't know why I have a knack for finding my way into cult movies, but
I had a couple questions about the plot of the movie.
Okay.
That I didn't get to with Tommy. I was hoping I actually saw an Onion AV Club interview.
Yeah,
an AV Club interview.
Okay, yeah.
talked about this as well. But why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Okay. I'm going to say a question from the plot of the movie.
Okay.
And then why don't you just tell me how you imagine what the answer is? Because I have a feeling
okay.
it might not have been planned out. Okay. So let's give this a shot. What do you think happened to Chris R?
I think Chris R, when we were taking him down the staircase, took me with one arm and threw me off, and took Tommy and threw him off and just got
just
away.
Got away.
Yeah.
Never heard from him again. He was so scared.
I mean, there's you know, they got this guy that's like 6'4" and weighs more than both of us combined, and he like just folds down, you know. So I think he realized, well, I'm not going to get taken in by these guys.
Understood. What happened to the mom's breast cancer? Did she get? Did she live or did she die or what? Because it was brought up and never addressed again.
I think, you know, I think she's like a paranoiac, so I think she just kept thinking she was
hypochondriac.
I think she just is like so paranoid.
Right. So she didn't really have it.
She kept talking her way that she has cancer. She has cancer. But.
That would explain why her daughter didn't. Why Lisa didn't react.
She's probably thinking, okay, here we go again.
Yeah.
She always has to go home.
Right.
You know, that same scene like three times where she ends up to go home.
That makes sense. What type of drugs was Dennis into?
I think probably combination of PCP and heroin.
Okay, that makes a lot of, that actually explains a lot of his behavior in the film, I think.
Yeah.
What kind of money was it? okay, that was a rhetorical question.
How much money?
Well, I mean, in the film,
oh,
she's like, what kind
of
money was it?
I think it's probably euros.
Euros.
I think he was dealing with, you know, some shady people in France and Italy importing, you know, some crazy shit. So.
Got it. That makes sense. I talked with Tommy a little bit about this, but why is it that when people say, let's play football, you're actually not playing football, you're just playing catch? What do you make of that notion of catch being conflated with football in the movie?
Well, I mean, it's funny because I'm a huge football fan. I played football. That was a big influence why football was in the movie.
I see.
Not 3 feet apart, but it's hard to shoot, obviously, long catch.
Right. Right.
Would look better. And, it seems like, I don't know.
When you were playing, when you were shooting that scene with the catch, for example, or the four-way catch.
Yeah.
I mean, did it ever, or any of the scenes, right? Did it ever occur to you, hey, maybe we should try to make this look a little bit more real, or maybe we should change some of this dialogue, or was that something that was Tommy kind of like a
did it, you know what, Tommy had a vision,
right,
and we're like, you know what, let's just go with it. Tuxedos playing football, let's just do it.
I think that's the only way to do
that's
it.
That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it. Well, Greg, can you tell us about what your next projects are, what you're doing after this?
I shot recently the new Miranda Lambert music video called White Liar, which is actually nominated for Best Video of the Year.
Congratulations.
At the ACM Awards tomorrow night. So that's kind of cool. It's actually, the video is almost like right out of the room. Literally, the story and everything is like right out of the room. It's kind of funny. People thought I got the part because it's like making fun of the room, but it had nothing to do with it. And then I shot two HBO films that are coming out.
Oh, wow.
I think one of them's actually on demand right now. And
what are they?
One is a remake of the Edgar Allan Poe, The Pit and the Pendulum,
uh-huh.
and then Alien Presence. And I'm shooting a pilot when I go to New York for Comedy Central.
Excellent.
And yeah, I'm just, you know, just a lot of things are going on, so it's just a matter of.
When you're going to these auditions and stuff like that, does the room come up?
Well, actually, it's funny now because I'm getting called and, like, offered stuff. So it's different.
Because of the room.
Yeah. So it's kind of different about before you're auditioning. But now with this, I think because so many people know about it and there are international fans, I guess it's a different, you know, you're dealing with it in a different way.
Do you ever worry about being, like, pigeonholed into, you know,
yeah,
that character in that type of movie.
I think there's always a role that an actor does that people always identify him with. Like, you know, I think Michael J. Fox will always be Marty McFly. Mark Hamill will always be Luke Skywalker. It's hard to get away from that. I think probably the best was Harrison Ford because he was Han Solo and Indiana Jones, and he still can break out and do, you know, anything.
Right.
So it's going to be tough, but you know, I think it's hard to get a movie that people love and that people actually enjoy you in, and you know.
When you say it's going to be tough, you mean tough kind of breaking out?
Yeah,
of
to actually and that's go something off you... and do, you know, do right. something that people lose you.
Right.
They don't, you know, when you're, they're not going to yell Spoon or Oh Hi Mark, you know, when you're right. actually in a totally different role. So
and they'll be like, oh my gosh, that was Mark? That's what you want, right? It's like,
yeah. When, I mean, you want people to still like want to see you, and but you know, we want them to be able to at least, you know, let it go for an hour or two when you're, you know, you're watching. But you're, I mean, in some ways, you're always going to be that character, which is cool. You know, I'm happy with that.
Well, Greg Sestero, thanks so much for speaking with us today at SlashFilm.com. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You have water?
Oh, sure.
Four of these. Thank you. Great. Good fun tonight.
All right.
Yep.
It'll be a blast.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.